Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retire 360 with your host, Dwight Meehan. Dwight is a licensed fiduciary and financial advisor who always places your needs first. Dwight works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now, let's start the show. Here's Dwight Meehan.
Well, hey, good afternoon, folks. My name is Dwight Meehan. I am your host for the next hour. Alongside me as well is Mitchell Kaiser. I want to welcome again our executive producer back with us, is always in the background there, Sam Davis, always keeps us on track and on time. So thank you for taking some time out of your Sunday afternoon to be with us. We're always glad to be here. We love doing the show. We love hearing from you, our listeners. We are independent, holistic fiduciaries. We are here to help you grow and protect your hard-earned money. I want to give a shout out to all of our people locally here that are listening. We are broadcasting out of Southern Pines, North Carolina, and we are in downtown Southern Pines on Broad Street. So thanks for taking some of your day to be with us. If you want to catch up on the show, you can download previous podcasts wherever you get your podcasts from under Retire 360. And I just want to mention as well, the show is brought to you by our company name, which is 360 Capital Management. So we're glad to have you come in here. We'd love to have you stop in sometime and meet with us, or just let us know you're a listener and a fan of the show. You can also see us on our YouTube channel. You can check that out and just go to Retire 360 Show. And that is our website as well, retire360show.com. Anything that we talk about on the show, you can schedule a complimentary session with us just by going to that website. We'd love to hear from our listeners. If you have topics that you would like us to address, you can go to that website and just communicate with us there. And we will reach out to you if need be and confirm a complimentary session if you would like to talk about your own situation. But we have a great show planned today for you. We're going to talk about how we help families prepare for retirement and solutions to problems that we all face and we're all gonna face. So I also wanna encourage you, if you've been listening to the show for a while, we put together a little piece called 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023. Some of you have reached out to us to ask for that. You can go to that website, retire360show.com, request that there, or you can reach out and call us here directly at 910-235-0812. You'll find some great things there that you can be looking at to cut some expenses for the coming year. And that report is free to you today if you get in touch with us. We're going to talk today, just a quick outline of the show. We always start out with our quote of the week, which Mitchell's going to get to here in just a moment. We're going to talk about the failure at the banks, just to recap what happened, share a few new updates along the way. We're going to talk about a problem solver, how we recently helped a couple that recovered and cut some costs that they had within their portfolio. We're going to talk a little bit today about Social Security, a big question that we get a lot around Social Security. We're going to take a look at that. We're going to talk about paychecks and playchecks, a little play on words there, how to create a solid retirement income plan. And then we're going to talk something new to the show. We're going to talk about the widow's tax, kind of an interesting topic there that we'll be going into. And if we have some time, we'll talk about this week in history. So, Mitchell, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Dwight, I'm doing pretty good. Trying not to get showered here with pollen over in the pines.
Yeah, but it's been a cold week, but it's warming up.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
We should remember that good fortune often happens when opportunity meets with preparation. And that is brought to you guys by Thomas Edison. He was an inventor and businessman, most famously known for the phonograph and for the motion picture camera, and of course, the electric light bulb. I was doing a little bit more reading on Thomas Edison, and I actually liked the quote also that he said, I had not failed 10,000 times. I've successfully found 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb.
Yeah, he was so. That was good. He said, I just eliminated 10,000 ways. I think I heard it said another way to, that my idea won't work. So definitely had the right attitude, the right frame of mind to keep going. That's a lot of experiments to try to get it right. But I think we're all thankful that he did it and got it right.
So. Yeah, that's a common mindset of successful people, looking at the glass half full.
Yeah, you got that right. So, hey, let's dive right in here, Mitchell. We're going to talk a little bit about the update on the banking crisis. I know you got some things you're going to share there as well. But in case you missed last week's show, check out our podcast. But here's just a little recap of that. Silicon Valley Bank failed on March 10th. They were the 16th largest bank in the United States at the time of this failure. It was also the largest bank by deposits in Silicon Valley. And then also on March 10th, Signature Bank, they were a New York-based full-service commercial bank. They failed when customers got spooked by the sudden collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, and they withdrew more than $10 billion in deposits. So they had a classic run on the bank. It's a lot of money to get withdrawn.
It's a lot of fear.
That's a lot of fear for sure. And, you know, it's going to be interesting as Congress, I know one of the things I'll be watching is just to see if they do anything different. We talked on last week's show about a little bit on the fractional reserve rate, which is basically the percentage of every dollar that a bank has to keep on deposit, which is 10 cents on the dollar. And I'm possibly thinking they could bring that fractional reserve rate up. I don't know where that would have been had they had that, let's say, at 15 or 20%, but it'd be interesting to if they did a study on that just to see if they'd have these runs. You know, it obviously would take longer for the bank to have problems. But anyway, more to come on that. But the collapses at Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank were the second and the third largest bank failures in U.S. history. So historically, if you look at the 20 largest bank failures in history, 10 of them happened between the volatile period of 2008 and 2010. You know, we just also saw this week was Credit Suisse. And, you know, they are being purchased by UBS, a very, very large bank. And, you know, the markets certainly saw some, you know, some rebound here, at least the first part of the week as we're doing this show. That had some, you know, the investors fairly happy that they saw some stability anyway starting to happen in the banking sector. But I wouldn't say we're out of the woods yet. But Mitchell, you're going to share a little bit more on this. What do you want to share with the listeners?
Yeah, well, a little over a week ago, on March 16th, 11 of the biggest banks in the country announced a $30 billion bailout package for First Republic Bank. So that was an effort to prevent the California-based bank, so that's also out in California, from becoming the third bank to fail in less than a week. So First Republic serves a similar clientele to Silicon Valley Bank, the one that we've been talking about, which failed earlier this month after depositors withdrew about $40 billion in deposits. It appeared that the First Republic, which had deposits totaling about $176.4 billion as of December 31st, was facing a similar crisis. So, I mean, I guess that's good to know, thinking about, you know, inflation, thinking about everything else that we've been kind of talking about on the show. So what's going to happen with the you know, you've got the interest rates, you've got the inflation rates, you have, you know, Biden proposing to double the capital gains tax. So now that they're doing bailouts, you know, on certain banks, how's that all going to be influenced? So,
yeah, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, a lot of the propping these banks up, you know, it's got to happen really for, you know, the protection of, you know, depositors everywhere, because, you know, we're such an intertwined, not just country, but we're intertwined globally, which is why we're seeing, you know, the central bank in Switzerland kind of put that backstop up in place right away when Credit Suisse had their problems over a week ago. And it's, you know, they can't have a one failure, especially at that level globally, could cause a huge problem with a huge run on the banks. And we don't want to see that happen for sure.
Well, and then, you know, you've got the Credit Suisse, you have what we just told you about, you know, 11 of the biggest banks This is just another reminder to the folks listening to make sure that your bank is FDIC insured. We are proponents of some types of money markets that, you know, I know some credit card companies or some investment companies might have like a high yield savings account or a money market. Those are good, but just make sure that they are FDIC insured. So that is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and that insures your money up to $250,000 per deposit per bank. So again, and our tip on that is do not have more than $250,000 per bank. It's okay to keep that in a bank, but just make sure that you're diversifying your banks as well. So, you know, if you got $500,000, make sure you're, you know, in at least two different banks. If you have $1 million, you might want to be in four different banks if you want to make sure that your money's insured. If you have questions about that, or, you know, if you have other types of products, whether that's in the market, in annuities, and you want to know how they're insured, reach out and give us a call, because different products call for different types of back end work. But we'd be happy to answer any other questions if you have a more in-depth one on that.
That's a good point for the listeners, Mitchell, is that there are different, certainly for fixed product world, there's different limits on that. And we'd be happy to cover that with listeners when they reach out and contact us, for sure. So, well, we're going to jump in here, shift gears, and go to this week's problem solver. We want to share a story of a recent listener of the show. We love hearing from our listeners, helping them with their financial and their retirement goals. We're not going to mention any names here, but they said that we were welcome to share their story on this week's show. And we had a caller who was 37 years old and her husband was 39. The wife works at a major bank and the husband has a blue collar job working with his hands in the manufacturing industry. A couple of years ago, this couple received a sizable inheritance from a deceased family member, and it allowed them to get a really nice jump start on saving for their own retirement. Unfortunately, the person managing the inheritance was churning the account funds. They were doing a lot of excessive trading and of the assets to generate essentially more commission dollars that they put in their own pocket. And we helped them understand that, and they saw some of the cost of it as well. But when it was added up, it was a bunch of fees that had been piling up from excessive trading activity on the account. And they also experienced a 20% loss on the money that they inherited. So the point is, we want our listeners to be careful about who you're working with. This individual had no licensure or adequate certifications. In hindsight, they simply trusted the wrong person without verifying that their money was being managed in a safe way. So the solution, when we met with them, they were blown away at the fee structure compared to what they had been experiencing before in this other account. They thought it made sense and that we did it better. And they liked the fact that when we do better for them, they're going to do better. So that's how we're ultimately compensated. So we don't want to condone any unethical practices or unnecessary fees. We just want you as a listener to be prepared and understand, hey, what are my fees? And we ask that question quite a bit when people come in the office. How are you paying fees for this account? Or are you paying based on trades? And just a lot of people, they just don't know. They don't know how the fee structure is set up. They don't know if they're paying commissions. It's just one of those things that we're going to help you understand the cost of what it is to work with a financial advisor. And many people listening to this right now think, you know, I don't know if I could afford to work with a financial advisor. That is something that we do that is fully transparent. And when we get into a meeting, when we're making recommendations, that's one of the first things we cover with folks, is they can understand exactly what they're going to be paying should they decide to hire us for the services that we're offering. So this couple was excited that we were able to delete the fees that they were paying on a sizable portion of their bonds in the portfolio. And we did that by taking the bond portion of their portfolio, and we placed it into a fixed indexed annuity, which gave them complete principal protection. They didn't have all of that with the bond portfolio because there's still an unknown where interest rates are going. And as interest rates rise, the value of that bond portfolio can continue to go down. So this annuity that we happened to put them in also paid a 10% bonus on the front end, and that helped them make up some of the money they had lost in the market over the last couple of years. So it just disappoints us when we see hardworking families that are being taken advantage of because they don't really know any better. And we want you as a listener of this show and as a client of this show to know that there's no amount of money that's too little for us to offer you some help. And simply put, if it's your money, if it's important to you, then it's important to us. And it's important to us to help try to protect you. So this situation with the couple is not uncommon. We find too often that people's savings are being dragged down by unnecessary fees and improper risk management. So if you're wondering about your own situation, I just want to encourage you to, you know, pick up the phone and give us a call at 910-235-0812 or visit us on our website at retire360show.com and just schedule your free financial and retirement consultation. The only thing it's going to cost you is your time. And we'll honor that as well in the process. So we provide these comprehensive consultations at no cost to you as a listener. There's no obligation. You'll only work with us if it's in your best situation. We're going to help you analyze your situation. We're going to show you what your expenses are for the assets that you're in. I was working on some of that a lot this week, is running some analysis on portfolios so that clients can actually see not only what am I paying in costs for trades, if they're paying for trades, what are they paying in fees to the advisor? We also look at what are the costs of the assets that you're in. That's something that we see quite often, is that people are in funds that are candidly too expensive. And we can compare those against funds that are less expensive and compare the track records over a specific period of time. So we'll look at that as well. And we'll closely examine any annuities that you may have. You've heard us talk about annuities quite a bit on this show. We're not opposed to annuities, but there's certain annuities we like, and there's other annuities that we don't like. And a lot of those have to do with the type of fee structure that's in annuities. So we comb through those annuities very diligently here to make sure that the annuity you have is a good fit for your objective. And we're going to help you discover exactly how much you're paying in those fees and cut any unnecessary costs that are in your IRA or your 401k plan as well. You know, we have a lot of listeners that are still working and they have a 401k, and we help them manage some of their private money that's not part of that retirement plan. But having them as a client, the other thing that we do is we advise them on how to best invest inside their 401k plan that's with their current employer. And, you know, we ask that question of people a lot when they come in, is who helps you within the 401k? And I would venture to say that about 80 to 90% of people don't have an individual who helps them with that current 401k structure. The company offers it, but I'm just amazed at how many times people don't come around or, you know, talk to those employees about how to set that 401k up according to their risk tolerance and their objective and their timeline. And we'll help guide you on that and give you some free advice to that as well. We can also help you with your Social Security planning and your Medicare. That's something that Mitchell spends a lot of time on, both of those topics. And then we'll also run a comparison of your current situation to see what's possible if you were to work with us. So just remember, it's your money. If it matters to you, it matters to us. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into Social Security, and we're going to answer one of the most asked questions in our consultations when we bring up the topic of Social Security. So we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Retire 360 with Dwight Meejan. If you like what you're hearing, subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts.
When trying to cut costs in 2023, take a look at your cell phone plan. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Cell phone plans with all the bells and whistles, like unlimited talk, text, and data, can cost a pretty penny, especially if you sign up with one of the major carriers. But there are cheaper plans out there. Among the cheapest are prepaid plans from mobile virtual network operators, or MVNOs. You'll recognize them operating under names like Consumer Cellular, Boost Mobile, Mint Mobile, or US Mobile, just to name a few. These companies don't own their own towers. They operate by entering into agreements with the big companies like AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, which do own the infrastructure.
The major carriers sell access to their networks to prepaid carriers at wholesale rates. These prepaid carriers then sell plans to consumers at significantly more affordable prices.
That's Stetson Doggett, cell phone plan expert, YouTuber, and publisher of bestcellphoneplans.net. That website is a good resource to compare plans, determine the features you need, like deciding if you really do need unlimited minutes, and seeing if you qualify for any discounts. So, are you paying too much for your cell phone plan? That's a key question to consider, and it's one of the 23 retirement cost cutters for 2023. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
To get your free copy of 23 Cost Cutters for 2023, call Dwight today at 910-235-0812 or visit Retire360Show.com.
All right, we're back. My name is Dwight Meejan. I am one of your hosts, and alongside me is Mitchell Kaiser. We promised we'd talk about Social Security, which is what we're going to jump into here in this segment. The biggest question that we get around Social Security is a simple one, but it's a great one, is will Social Security be around when I retire? And I would just encourage you, if you're listening to this show, if you haven't already done this, is to create an account for your Social Security. You can log in to ssa.gov and you can go on there and create an account and go in there and look at projections of your Social Security. If your full retirement age is 67, it's going to give you some projections on there. But what I found interesting last time I went on that website, there was a kind of on the last page, I printed some information about my estimated Social Security payments. And on the last page, I should have had it here in front of me to read it. Essentially what it said is in 2034, it said something to the effect that Social Security is funded to $780 per thousand to keep their commitments at that level, which obviously if you do the simple math on that, there's a 22% differential of what's in that trust fund. And what they're saying, a lot of people say, is Social Security going to be gone? Well, it's not going to be gone, but what it's going to have to do if they don't make some adjustments is there's going to be some level of cuts. And how that would happen, we don't know that yet. We talk on this show about possibility of means testing. That's one opportunity. One way they could do it is to look at various places on the tax return to take snapshots of people's income tax return to say, hey, you may get this level of a cut in your Social Security. We don't know that yet. But Mitchell, we got some facts I know that we're going to kind of go through. I'm going to have you kind of share the first one here with our listeners. But, you know, just be keeping that in mind. If Social Security is your only source of income in retirement, you're going to want to pay attention to where we're going in this segment, because we're going to land on a solution for you where you can get another guaranteed income. And that's really the name of the game in retirement. Is it's one thing to save and amass a large sum of money. And a lot of our listeners, they do a good job preparing for their retirement. They save a lot of money. Many of our listeners can max out, you know, the full amount of their 401k or their savings outside the retirement plan as well for them and their spouse. But we see that problem quite a bit. They come into our office and they've got money in all these different accounts, and we ask them about, you know, their income plan, and they don't have one. So we're going to talk about another guaranteed opportunity for income. But Mitchell, go ahead and share some of the facts around this topic.
Yeah. So just addressing the question, will Social Security be around when I retire? So obviously we do not have the crystal ball here at 360 Capital, but we can talk about the facts. So the first fact that we're going to go over is no matter where lawmakers stand on the future of Social Security, so whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Socialist, your Green Party, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. There's almost a universal agreement that the program faces funding challenges, big shocker there, that need to be addressed. Sometime by the middle of the next decade, one of the trust funds that helps pay for Social Security is expected to run out, leaving more than 20% of the program unfunded. Yeah. So that's just a raw fact for you. About 20% of Social Security's funding is about to disappear.
Which fits exactly into when I went to ssa.gov and looked at my own benefits and printed that out. You'll see something on that last page that kind of hints at that same thing. So they're letting us know, okay? Another report that was released by the CBO, which is the Congressional Budget Office, they warned that Social Security Trust Fund could run out of money by 2032, a year earlier than previously thought. And that's if Congress doesn't make changes to bring in more revenue or reduce benefit payouts. So there's another fact from the Congressional Budget Office.
Yep. And then another fact we have here is the cost of the program's outgoing benefits surpassed the amount of funds going into the account. And that was taken in 2021. The Associated Press reported then was the first time such has happened since the early 1980s. So since the 1980s to 2021, that was the first year that they put more money out than has come in. So the funding's going away. They're giving away more money than they're bringing in.
Well, and then we're seeing why that's happening with baby boomers, you know, flooding into retirement right now. And we have a tax base that's shrinking along with a bunch of people who don't want to go to work and pay into the system right now. That's a problem. So Congress passed in 1981, a stopgap funding bill. And what that did is it allowed for borrowing between the Medicare Trust Fund and Social Security's two accounts, the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund, it's OASI, the larger of the two funds that cover retirement benefits, and the Disability Insurance Trust Fund. So the borrowing of those accounts, that should have never taken place. It's why we have a lot of problems these days with pensions that are unfunded. They don't have the money there to back the commitments that they have. But it's certainly a real problem. But beneficiaries of Social Security are expected to face steep reductions in payments if the program becomes insolvent, with some projecting declines of up to 20%. So what's the solution? That's the, I think where the rubber meets the road here is we have to strengthen our retirement income plan. And I want to just back up here a moment and just put a plug in for what 360 Capital Management does for every listener of this show that comes in. We don't just do investment analysis and we don't just invest clients' money. We build our, what we do for clients on basically four pillars in what we do here at 360 Capital Management. One is we build an investment plan for folks. We make sure that investments are in the right bucket. There's three buckets of money. You got your taxable bucket, your tax deferred money, and then you got your tax free money. So within those buckets, we need to make sure that the assets that are being invested are in the right instruments. So we're going to build that investment plan to make sure that you're capitalizing on that opportunity of having the right investments in the right strategy in the right bucket. The second thing we're going to do, and that's what we're talking about here, is we're going to build a guaranteed income plan for each client. You know, which bucket are you going to take money out of first in retirement? So I know we have people who listen to the show that are kind of self-directors, they're do-it-yourselfers, but when it comes to retirement, it's more complicated when you have to start distributing money out of that portfolio. And we know that's going to be forced on us at age 73 because of the required minimum distribution. But let's say you retire early at 63 or 64, or 65, and you're going to need income from that portfolio. Which of those buckets is going to be the first bucket and the best bucket to pull that money from? Or is it a blend of those strategies? That leads to the third pillar here at 360 Capital Management that we specialize in, and that's building out a tax plan for each client. And what is a tax plan? It's mapping out the actual tax return of where that income is going to flow out of, which of those three buckets, and then putting it onto the tax return to see what happens to the bottom line federal and state taxes that you're liable for. And within that, we can start to do forecasting down the road and make sure that when you hit 73, for most people, that means more income coming onto the tax return. And that's where it gets important for strategizing that income plan. And that's the third area that we specialize in. The fourth area is we're going to look at your healthcare. We're going to look at long-term care. We're going to look at the Medicare. That's one of the pieces that Mitchell looks at closely for our clients. We want to make sure that our Medicare premiums aren't going up because, you know, we got income coming out of the wrong bucket. And then the fifth pillar that we're going to build on, and that's the estate and the legacy plan. We talk about that on this show a fair amount as far as, you know, how are you going to leave those assets when you get your wings and fly out of here? It's something that has to be addressed properly. And we work with you on that. We'll work with CPAs and we'll work with your attorney. And we can make recommendations to you for places you could go if you don't have one in mind. So those are the five pillars. So what's this solution that we're talking about? Well, number one, we got to remember that retirement, as I've been saying here, is less about the size of your portfolio, and it's more about your ability to generate consistent, guaranteed lifetime income. I had a couple that came in on a Saturday morning. We do Saturday morning appointments occasionally, not every Saturday. But if you're working and thinking you can't get in during regular business hours and you're a listener of the show, don't let that hold you back. Send us an email and say, hey, you mentioned that, you know, you could maybe meet with me on a Saturday morning. I work Monday to Friday. More than happy to meet with you either in person or on a Zoom call, and we'll go over that with you. But this particular couple that came in this past Saturday had saved a decent amount of money, but their only guaranteed source of income for retirement was Social Security. She was already drawing hers. She started in her early 60s at 62 when she was eligible. He's looking to defer his until 67. But where they were a little bit light was in the area of guaranteed income. When we kind of worked their budget and found out what the number was that they were targeting, my question to them was, how do you plan to take income from this portfolio in 5 years? And I'm just going to give him the name Bill. That wasn't his name. But I said, Bill, when you retire in 5 years, tell me, walk me through how you're going to take this income. And he kind of looked over at his wife and they shrugged their shoulders, and neither one of them really knew. And I said, that's okay. I said, but that's where we need to build a plan. And not only do you need income, you're going to need guaranteed income. So with a slice of his portfolio, we were able to build in a guarantee amount. And he was targeting age 70 to trigger guaranteed income. And the income that he was going to receive for the money that he put in was going to be slightly less than the total amount of Social Security than he and his wife were receiving, or what he was projected to receive and what his wife was currently getting. They're going to get slightly less than that on another guaranteed check as long as both of them lived. So if one of them lives to be 100, we were able to forecast, you know, 8-9 years out what that payment's going to be, worst case scenario. And if they live to be 100, they're going to receive that same payment in addition to any other guaranteed income like Social Security. And that check was not going to be cut. It's guaranteed, unlike the uncertainty with Social Security. So you can establish your own personal pension plan, which is really an income stream, by investing in a fixed indexed annuity. That's one of the products that we showed them for a part of their portfolio. And this provides paychecks that you need to cover expenses and the playchecks that you want to live the retirement that you deserve. So a lot of people that we meet are relying too heavily on just Social Security to be their retirement plan. And there are alternatives to that. Annuities provide you with an income that you cannot outlive. Even if you live to be 90, 100, 110, the checks keep coming and they're backed by the insurance companies that are required to have at least 100% of their deposits in reserves. That's a lot different than the banking sector that has a fractional reserve rate, and it's a fraction of that. It's 10%. So the insurance companies have to shore up 100% of your money. It's got to be there in deposits on reserves. So when you invest in a fixed index annuity, you effectively put a floor on that portion of your portfolio, meaning you can't lose money and you'll get that paycheck month after month after month, as long as both you and your spouse are alive. And that's comforting to know for people going into retirement, that they can count on that certain amount of income, because that is their lifestyle in retirement. So in many ways, annuities are more attractive as well than bonds as a means to generate retirement income. and manage risk with your investments because they're not affected by interest rates like bonds are. So we want our clients and listeners to live the retirement lifestyle that they deserve. Don't live just in case retirement where you're afraid to spend the money you saved for your golden years. Establish a solid income plan and enjoy your paychecks. That's what we want our listeners to do. We find that way too many retirees are afraid of the news and the stock ticker. And as a result, they're afraid of spending money in retirement. And you shouldn't have that fear. That's what you worked 35, 40 years for. So when these just-in-case retirees pass away, their children and heirs enjoy the money and do all the things that the retirees were planning on doing in retirement, like going on vacation and traveling, joining the country club and buying the new car or the boat. So as with any investment, there's many different types of annuities. There's different types of, you know, income accounts that these attach to provide this guaranteed income. I just want to encourage our listeners to just contact us today. If there's something I've mentioned in this segment that strikes a chord with you, go to our site, retire360show.com. Click on that link down there to schedule a complimentary consultation with us. We'll schedule a time with you, and we'd love to go over your situation and see exactly. That's what I love about forecasting with these type of instruments. We can show you exactly for a lump sum of money how much income you'll get, whether it be 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years, or 10 years from now. We could tell you a worst case scenario. Here's how much income we can provide. And I just want to say this last thing on annuities. A lot of people misconstrue the type of annuity we're talking about with a fixed index annuity. I hear people all the time when they come in say, well, I've always heard annuities are bad. And I ask them, well, what do you know about them? And most people confuse the type of annuity that I've been talking about with the type of product where they put a lump sum of money in and they lose control of that lump sum of money, or that lump sum of money vanishes and all they get are payments. With the type of product that I'm referring to, you maintain complete control in your lifetime over that lump sum of money that you've put into that product. So it's different than the type that just creates a pension and the money goes away. So just keep that in mind. But contact us, reach out to us. You can call us here at our office also at 910-235-0812. And we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll pick up our next segment.
You're listening to Retire 360. To schedule your free, no obligation consultation with Dwight, visit Retire360Show.com. Are you interested in protecting your assets from market volatility, rising taxes, and economic uncertainty? Then tune in to Retire 360 with Dwight Meehan to learn how you can protect and grow your hard-earned money. Retire 360, Sundays at 3 p.m. right here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. Protect your hard-earned money today at Retire360Show.com.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist.
Hey, welcome back to the Retire 360 Show. I'm your host, Dwight Meehan. Alongside me, Mitchell Kaiser, and our executive producer, Sam Davis. You know, we were just at the break, and Sam had mentioned during my last segment, I talked about going to ssa.gov and logging in and creating your own profile so you can go in and kind of see your estimates. And I just wanted Sam to jump in here and just mention, he did this, Sam, you did this pretty quick, didn't you? Maybe you could share with the listeners how long that took you.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it. And, you know, in this industry, we see plenty of these statements helping people out as they prepare for retirement and Social Security. So I'd seen plenty of these before, but I'd never actually made an account for myself. So I went to ssa.gov and I actually did it in about 4 or 5 minutes. Didn't take too long at all. Just had to make a little username, password, of course, type in your social security number. They verify that it's you and then you're in. So I can see my taxable earnings all the way back to when I filed my first tax return when I was a freshman in high school. So pretty easy to do, and definitely something I would recommend if you're getting close to retirement, planning for, you know, your Social Security and your income plan, or even if you're just curious like I was, you can make an account at ssa.gov and take a look at your top earning years.
Well, that's pretty cool. Our listeners can be doing that then at a commercial break between the tournament this weekend, right? Just go on and create their account. Speaking of tournaments, boy, you know, my alma mater, Purdue, that's, I don't like to admit that, but yeah, we made a little history, not the way you want to make it this past week, but you can go online and create your own account through ssa.gov, but I appreciate you sharing that, Sam, with our listeners. So Mitchell, have you done that yet for SSA?
I have not. No, that's something I'm going to have to check out, but it seems pretty easy. So why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, cool. Well, we're going to talk about, jump in here to talk about the widow's tax, how to plan for it. This is kind of an unfortunate reality that happens, but we need to address this with listeners. But we recently, another situation, helped a 70-year-old woman who just lost her husband. He passed away too quickly and too soon, losing his battle with cancer at the age of 76. And just wanted to talk about some things, some challenges, really, that she and many widows face when the spouse passes away. And I just want to kind of cover these so you could be thinking about, hey, what if this happened to me? What would I do? So this surviving widow, she's going to immediately lose approximately a third of her Social Security income because she's going to keep the larger benefit, which happened to be his, and the smaller benefit of hers goes away. So that's the first issue that happens with the reality of this widow's tax. Another thing that happens is she now faces a higher income tax bracket as a single filer. That's just a penalty. Obviously, you can't control that. She loses a tax deduction because she's no longer married. And fourth, her Social Security is now going to be taxed at a higher rate. We talk about, you know, provisional income and how that works, but Social Security can be taxed as much as 85%. It was interesting. I did read an article this past week, and this is right now just a little bit of hearsay, but there's a bill being kicked around, hasn't hit the floor yet, to eliminate the tax for seniors on their Social Security. Wouldn't that be a phenomenal benefit for everybody listening to this that's drawing Social Security? I mean, why shouldn't they do that? I mean, we know why they do it. It's more revenue, but that money's already been taxed. It's being taxed again, but there is some talk of kicking that around a little bit and just eliminating the tax on Medicare. So that'd be a great benefit to see. But for now, Social Security is taxed and a widow's would be taxed at a higher rate. Next, her Medicare surcharges will go up because she's now in a higher tax bracket. So she has that likelihood that Medicare could cost more money. And then finally, she's got to face all these new challenges right after losing her partner in life. So the time to have a plan in place when this happens is before it happens. That's when you want to plan for this event. And that's one of the things about having future income and having a bucket available that can be growing at a guaranteed rate. And I will just remind the listeners that you can have an account set up in your retirement portfolio with one of these income riders that continues regardless of what the stock market's doing. Your money's protected, but on the income side of that product, there's guaranteed growth that's happening every year. Some of those guaranteed growth rates are anywhere from 6 to 8% is growing inside these income accounts. And when you need that income, you can turn it on and that income continues to grow regardless of what's happening with the rest of the money. So if you're a widow and you know, you meet with us, you're not going to have to face these challenges alone. If you or someone you know recently lost a spouse or they're experiencing the burden of the widow's tax and some of the things I just mentioned, please call us, share our information with that individual. And I'll just remind you right now just to go to retire360show.com and you can schedule a complimentary session with us or call us at 910-235-0812. And we would be more than happy to sit down with you and go over some ways that we can combat some of these taxes against you. Mitchell, how else can they prepare for the widow's tax?
Yeah, so let's talk about what you guys can do on the back end so that way you don't ever have to worry about the widow's tax. So if you don't have a solid retirement income plan as the provider and breadwinner for your family, then we strongly encourage you to get in touch with us so we can help you build a plan for your spouse and your family to make sure that they're safe and that money lives on long past your life expectancy. It's important for you to work with an advisor or financial professional before you pass away. And ideally, your health continues to decline the older you get. So the more time you have to work with somebody, the more options you're going to have, and more than likely, the better off you're going to be. So our plan is to help you in advance. So how are we going to do that? Step number one, we'd like to help you create a smart vision for your retirement without your spouse in advance. So that is individually, what are you both going to do if one outlives the other? We just had a client and their spouse come in. There's a little bit of an age gap, but they wanted to make sure they wanted to look at both of their incomes. So they had Social Security and a couple little pensions, and they had a couple small IRAs. So we had it all broken down, which IRAs are going to run out after one of their lifetime, which one's going to stay for both of their lifetimes. So we break all that down and we can kind of project what it's going to look like in the event that each person surpasses the life of another. Statistically, so this isn't everybody's situation, but statistically, the husband will be a little older than the wife, and we would assume that the husband would pass away first, but that is not always the case. The wife could pass away, overnight. You never know when somebody's going to go. So it's good to plan. It's good to, kind of look at statistics when you're planning for those things, but, it's never something that you should solely go off of because there is a lot of what ifs. Step number two, create that solid retirement income plan. We kind of just touched on that. We want to make sure that you guys understand your expenses, making sure that, you guys are tracking what you're spending per month, your expenditure spending, the spending that you're going to have on the house. As you age, are you going to continue to do your yard, things like that, other services you might accrue? A great way to make sure that you don't run out of this income, like Dwight had mentioned earlier, is those annuities. It is one of the only ways that you can guarantee that you are not going to run out of money. So my parents both retired from the state. I don't know if we have any state retirees or people with TSPs, but so they have what's called a pension. And if you're listening and you have a pension or you think, oh, well, I'm not, one of those lucky people that gets a pension for the rest of my life. A pension is a form of annuity, if you didn't know that. So what happens with a pension is that they annuitize a lump sum and they guarantee it for your whole life. So if you don't have a pension and the sound of that is appealing to you, it is the same thing. And we could introduce to you what those concepts are. The third step I'm going to go over here is measuring your retirement income gap. So what your income gap is, so that's the time period when you're not receiving a salary and wages, but you have not received Social Security yet either. So what are you going to do in that time frame, in that gap? And what are you going to do if you have a retirement surplus? So that's a little bit better of a situation, but maybe you're receiving more income than you need. Another example for this would be we had a couple come in and their portfolio was invested in all income stocks and they were getting dividends paid to them every year and it threw them into a higher tax bracket than they needed to be. And they said, we don't even need this income, but they're just paying us dividends. What do we do about that? There is ways to get around that, to keep your income tax bracket lower, to have things reinvest within itself. So that would be an example of a retirement surplus. You want to do that, obviously, the sooner the better, because it's going to keep your taxes down, going to keep your Medicare costs down. Step number four, if you're listening and you're still in your 40s and 50s, we can help you build this plan and receive a tax-free death benefit when your spouse passes away to help ease the income pressure. Obviously, when somebody passes away, there's a lot of tax implications that one can accrue. And if you've been listening to us for some time now, you know that the only two tax-free solutions are life insurance and Roth IRAs. That leads me into my fifth point. Deleting the IRS from your retirement completely would be implementing a Roth ladder conversion as soon as possible. I'm sure you guys have heard of Roth conversions. You've heard us talk about Roth conversions, but if you want to know what that would look like for you, or if you're just thinking, yeah, I'd like to learn a little bit more about that, that's something, no pressure, no obligation. We'd be happy just to talk to you about it on a phone call, 30 seconds to 2 minutes, if that's all you need. We'd be happy to explain that further. Step number six, immediately review and reset your financial plan upon the death of a spouse. So I gave you an example earlier of how we already had done that for a client, but you should have two plans in place. If you're married, you should have the plan for each spouse individually. Obviously, well, statistically, unless you're like the couple in The Notebook, most people don't go up at the same time. So you need to plan. You need to plan individually as well. The last step that I have for you guys that we can help you with the widow's tax and avoiding the widow's tax is that we can help you with consulting CPAs, certified public accountants, and tax professionals to annually and verify that you are on the right track. So they're going to verify that you're on the right track for your income, your Roth conversions, if that's something that's applicable to you, how you're pooling money, should you be pulling, could you be pulling more, should you be pulling less? That's also very important. You guys know that Dwight went over our pillars, but we do more than just financial planning and insurance planning. We also help with your tax planning and your estate planning as well. So if you guys have any questions about anything I just went over, or you would like me or Dwight to explain something in greater detail, give us a call, 910-235-0812, or you can see us at retire360show.com, or our regular website is 360cm.org. So check us out.
Did I hear you refer to the movie The Notebook in there, Mitchell? Is that what you said?
I did.
So you're scoring some, you're chalking some points up there with the ladies listening here to the show, aren't you? Young guy like
I did. You. Everybody's like, oh, he knows what that is.
He knows what The Notebook is. That's pretty good. I'm impressed.
So you've watched it, I take it.
Oh, I don't have a choice. When that came out, I was watching. It's a good movie.
That's fun.
It was a good movie. But no, on a serious note, you know, losing a spouse can create a great deal of emotional stress. You know, the National Council on Aging recognizes what's called the widowhood effect as a real factor an increased mortality risk of a surviving spouse. A 2013 study appeared in the Journal of Public Health, and it showed that people had a 66% higher risk of dying within the first 90 days of losing their spouse. This discovery held true for both men and women. I lost an aunt up in the Midwest about a week ago. Her and my uncle, both 93 years old, and they'd been married, I believe it was 72 years. So they were trying to get to that 75th wedding anniversary, which I don't know the statistics or the percentage of couples who marry that reach that, but I'm imagining it's very small, single digits. But yeah, it's something you have to prepare for. It's not fun, but these are things that we want to make you aware of. Dealing with the emotional burden of losing a spouse takes time and support from family members as well as professional counselors, but you can take steps in advance to ensure that financial challenges don't add to the stress that you'll experience at that time. So as Mitchell said, just reach out to us, schedule a complimentary financial and retirement consultation for you and your family today. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Like what you're hearing? You can watch the show too. Visit youtube.com and search Retire360 to watch clips from this program.
All right, well, we're back and we're finishing up today's show. We're going to take just a quick peek here. We got a little time left on This Week in History.
It's This Week in History.
Just a quick sports update here for you sports fanatics. On this date, 1976, American quarterback Peyton Manning was born. Manning is considered by many to be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Played 14 seasons with the Indianapolis Colts and the Denver Broncos. Manning is a two-time Super Bowl champion, five-time MVP, and a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So great athlete there. And for you singers and songwriters, Aretha Franklin was born on this date in 1942. Franklin was referred to as the Queen of Soul. She sold 75 million records, making her one of the highest selling artists of all time. Franklin passed away on August of 2018 at the age of 76. And on this historical moment in 1954, RCA manufactured the first color TV set. And I'm going to date myself here. I remember our first TV was a Magnavox, and it was, we were talking at the break, they're like pieces of furniture. There was a console TV with the screen embedded inside of an archaic piece of wood. And these things, I've been in houses, I may be speaking to some of the listeners. Some of you may still have one of these as a conversation piece sitting in your living room, and the TV may or may not work. But on top of that is where your current TV sits, your flat screen TV. But these things are wild. They have like, looking at them right now on the computer, and they have like a little bubble and they're rounded images, just funny to look at. But RCA had a 15-inch screen, and it sold for $1,000. So that's today, in today's dollars, it's more than $11,000 in today's currency due to inflation. And that was for only 15 inches of screen, if you can believe that. So we were also talking at the break that, you know, if you just wait 1 year, I'm sure there's TVs out there today. I haven't bought one recently, but you can buy a great TV for $600 bucks. I mean, a great TV. For the technical people out there, they're probably like, yeah, no, you got to spend $8,000 to get a good one. But in a year, those things drop, as we all know, significantly, probably more than in half. So interesting moment for This Week in History. But hey, that is about all the time we have left for today's show. I just want to personally thank everybody for spending some time with us today. You hear me say this quite often. This is your show. And as such, we want to hear from you, the listener. We want to hear from you about topics that you would like for us to discuss. If you've got a question you want us to cover on the show, go to our website, retire360show.com. Tell us what you want to hear about. Tell us what you're looking for answers for. Take us up on that offer for a complimentary consultation. We here at 360 Capital Management, we're here to serve you, the listener. We won't put any pressure on you. We'll show you all about what's going on with your portfolio and give you an opportunity to meet with us. We'll make some recommendations to you. We'll build out a tax plan. Everything we talked about today, we'll build out an income plan for you. And with that, stay tuned, and we'll be back next week, same time, same station. And just want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Mitchell, you got anything you want to say in parting words to the listeners?
No, we hope you guys have a great week.
Well, have a great week, and we'll see y'all next week.
Thanks for listening to Retire 360. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Dwight, visit Retire360Show.com or pick up the phone and call 910-235-0812. That's 910-235-0812. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and 360 Capital Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Are you interested in protecting your assets from market volatility, rising taxes, and economic uncertainty? Then tune in to Retire 360 with Dwight Meehan to learn how you can protect and grow your hard-earned money. Retire 360, Sundays at 3 p.m. right here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. Protect your hard-earned money today at Retire360Show.com. At 360 Capital Management, we know you've worked hard to earn your money, and you've worked even harder to save it. When it comes to wealth management and planning for retirement, Dwight Meehan is passionate about helping people protect and grow their wealth. Visit Retire360Show.com to schedule your free consultation today. It's a $1,500 value provided at no cost to you. Book yours now at Retire360Show.com.